All right, Adara, you're next.
Everybody can hear me okay. This story starts with a quote. "You were never too small to make a difference." Greta Thunberg. This is called Tiny Warrior. Tuesday, December 27th, 1977. The hospital room reeks of sterile equipment. Drab walls surround a woman who's just given birth to me. Concerned eyes blanket her from head to toe. Mom bleeds nonstop on the surgical bed. The doctors fear for her life. About 7 months into the pregnancy, Mom's placenta became compromised, depriving me of the nutrients necessary to fully develop. When the doctors delivered me at 9 months, I'd been surviving on a limited supply of nutrition. My frame came out the size of a 7-month-old baby. As a surgical team removed the attached placenta from Mom's body following the delivery, a torrential hemorrhage ensued. She had no idea, unable to see what was happening. Her trust lay in the doctor's hands. My father looked on, stunned in silence. Moments short of dying, Mom battles for her life on the delivery table. Death lingers outside the door and pivots, traipsing like a banished shadow down the hall. The medical staff stops Mom's bleeding using blood clotting, and life perseveres, trumping death. With Mom's condition stable, all eyes revert to me as nurses clean me up. So fresh, so new, so petite, famished, perhaps. "She's tiny," a pediatrician says, and recommends I make a layover in the incubator to complete my growth. A nurse preps me, using towels to wipe me down and a bulb syringe to clear up mucus from my nose and mouth, a procedure I must have found invasive, because as the story goes, I threw grape-sized punches at them like a runty fighter in defense mode. "Goodness, she's so much energy," the pediatrician says, amused, chuckling as he and the nurses watch me shove their medical gadgets away. "Let's have her skip the incubator after all," concludes the doctor. Growing up, I wondered whether I would have been physically different had I not skipped that step. Would I have been a little bit taller? Could it have prevented my ears from sticking out? The inevitable insecurities that plague human existence arose with time. Self-conscious idiosyncrasies aside, I always enjoy hearing Mom share this story, illustrating the strength of her survival and my entrance into the world like a tiny warrior ready to take on life. Both of us fighters. "Good things come in small packages," she says. I believe her, swatting insecurity away with my now mature fighting fists and embracing my part on this planet as a small and mighty human, hoping to make a difference.